Let's talk Jason Garrett today. So according to Jason Garrett, the team lost on Sunday because of mental toughness that wasn't there. The words from Garrett after the game were, "We didn't play well enough. We didn't earn the right to win that game and have to live with that. Learn from that." Now, I think there is a grain of truth. There's some truth to that. And I only say that because in the game it did look like the players gave up a little bit. It looked like I said in the last time, they didn't want to be there, like they wanted to go home. This time it was the Colts that punched the Cowboys in the mouth. And as soon as that happened, it looked like they just didn't know how to respond. They were surprised by that. So there is a little bit of truth to what he said, but I don't think that's the actual reason the loss was as bad as it was. There needs to be some level of self-criticism from Jason Garrett. Understand that some of the things that they did, as far as play calling was concerned and game management, they did wrong. Going for it on fourth down at the 1 yard line. I understand we have Zeke, but look at the offensive line. Look at all the injuries we have. You got to think of all these things. You got to take all these things into consideration. My perspective is, when the team gets punched in the mouth and then all of a sudden they're rattled, they don't know how to react, this is when the coach is supposed to step in. This is when the coach is supposed to shine. Go in there and let his players know that they still have something to fight for. On top of coming up with the game plan and everything else, the coach needs to be the one that brings out the best in players, that brings out the best in the rest of his coaching staff. But on Sunday, the Cowboys went in during halftime a certain way, and they came back looking even worse. They're supposed to come out of halftime motivated, and I saw the complete opposite. This 5-game win streak really seemed to put a blindfold over the media as far as Jason Garrett is concerned. All of a sudden, the Cowboys go on a 5-game win streak and everything is rosy, everything is pink, and Jason Garrett doesn't even get mentioned. All the focus during the 5-game win streak was that the defense was really, really good, how our front seven was amazing, how our linebackers were just flying all over the place, and our head coach got mentioned almost zero times. That to me is a red flag. To me, that means the team is doing something beyond what the coach is capable of doing. Also, there was talk about how Amari Cooper was the best pickup that the Cowboys have done for a while. Really, what happened is it's like if we painted a house that had mold. Instead of removing the mold, we just painted over it. But guess what? That mold is going to come back. That mold eventually is going to peer through that new paint. So according to Garrett, it's all about mental toughness, right? The lack of mental toughness. So what do the players have to say about that? Well, if you ask Dak, apparently the Cowboys thought they were too hot to trot. And Zeke thought that they needed to get punched. Oh, no, that they needed to get put in check. They were starting to believe all that hot boy stuff. I'm of the opinion that it's okay to believe that you're the best. It's okay. Just go out there and show that you're the best. But you can't do that for a stretch of only a couple of games and then think that it's okay and everything is going to be fine and dandy. No, you got to keep doing that throughout the whole entire season. Otherwise, what's all this been about? You had a good 5-game run, but nothing came of it. You didn't win a Super Bowl. Still haven't even clinched the NFC East. This, to me, is another sign that Garrett isn't the coach, the ideal coach for the Cowboys. A coach should be able to get their players, rein them back in, put their feet back on the floor and say, "Hey, listen, don't start believing that you're all this hot shot when you haven't won anything." But put it in perspective so that they can go back out there and give their best, give their 100% effort every time. Again, it's okay to believe you're the best, but prove it. You can't just play good for stretches and think that that's going to classify you as the best. No. If you really think that you're the best, then go out there and perform every single game, every single snap. But according to Garrett, it's all a lack of mental toughness. Well, the team is an extension of the coach. So if there's a lack of mental toughness on the team, then there's a lack of mental toughness on the part of Jason Garrett. Let's look at what Garrett has done throughout his career with the Cowboys. So if we go back to 2011, that was the year that he took over as full-time as head coach of the Cowboys. What did he do from 2011 up until last year, which was the last full year? We're not counting this one because it's not over. So from 2011 to 2013, there was 3-8-8 seasons. 3-8-8 seasons. Mediocrity. 2014 was the good year. 12-4. 2015, Tony Romo gets injured, and all of a sudden, the record switches. If it flips, 4-12. Then you go to 2016, and that's the year that Tony gets injured again. But this time, we fortunately have Dak that plays at a very high level for a rookie. Not even for a rookie, just at a very high level overall. And combine that with Zeke Elliott, who that year, 2016, he just looked a lot faster than he looks now. And then 2017, 9-7. If you combine all those years, that's only one playoff win. Seven full seasons, one playoff win. And if you ask me, those first 3-8-8 seasons and the 12-4 season was all Tony Romo. I mean, the first 8-8 seasons, Tony didn't have any help, really. He definitely didn't have an offensive line. He definitely didn't have the defense that the Cowboys have now. As soon as we get a decent running game with DeMarco Murray and a very good offensive line, look what Tony does, 12-4. Tony goes down, 4-12. But Jerry's probably pointing at, no. If you look at it, we've only had one losing season under Garrett. That 4-12 season when Tony went down. Well, yeah, but like I just pointed out, to me, those first 4 years that we didn't have a losing record was because of Tony. I may be making this up, but I feel like I've read something before that said that Tony used to change the plays before the snap, and apparently that used to drive Jason Garrett crazy. So to me, that automatically signifies that those first years, the only reason they were putting up 8-8 and 12-4 was because of Tony and not anything that Jason Garrett or Scott Linehan did. So 7 seasons under Garrett, 1 playoff win, and 2 divisional game losses in the playoffs to the Green Bay Packers. By the way, am I the only Cowboys fan who can't stand Aaron Rodgers? God, I hate Aaron Rodgers. I think I hate Aaron Rodgers more than Carson Wentz, to be honest. And I hate the Eagles. That's saying something. I mean, I don't hate Aaron Rodgers more than the Eagles. I'm just saying, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. Him and his damn ability to move around and throw good passes. God, I hate him. How dare he do what he was brought to the Packers to do? But anyway, going back to Garrett, I hope that Jerry doesn't go and give him another extension after this season. I feel like he's going to point back at the Saints game and say, no, see, look at that. That's what he can do. And then all of a sudden tell him, now you're extended for 10 more years. God, that would be the worst thing in the world. That's what I'm scared of in this season. I'm scared that Jerry goes back and says, not only looks at the Saints game, but also looks and says, well, no, we won the NFC East. And even worse, if we win another playoff game, oh God, that sounds so bad, you know, saying even worse, because of course I want to win. I want to win a damn playoff game. I want to win the whole thing. But if that means Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan are going to stay for God knows how long if that happens, I don't know how I would. God, I don't even have words for that. I would hate that. That is, unless, of course, they win more Super Bowls. But it's a long shot even now saying that they'll win just based off of what we know from them. The crazy calls that make absolutely no sense. And maybe some of that falls under Dak Prescott also, because how are you going to throw for four damn yards when you need when you need 9 yards to get a first down? I can't imagine that that's a play call. So if you ask me, Jason Garrett needs to go, but not this season. It's too late in the season already. We need to just finish it off with him. And it's unfortunately, it's already too late to fire Scott Linehan also. We just have to ride with them these last couple of games and see how far they can take us in the playoffs. It's gonna fall mostly on the shoulders of the players. And I think the players always deserve most of the credit, because they're the ones out there. Ultimately, they're the ones out there performing and making the plays happen. But if I'm Jerry, I'm getting rid of Jason Garrett this offseason, bringing in a new coach, and bringing in, or maybe even promoting Chris Richard to head coach. I mean, why not? He was able to motivate the defense, the defensive backs, and make defensive play calls this year, and he was doing that magnificent job. So why not? Maybe give him a chance, promote him, hire an offensive coordinator that can work with Dak and see maybe what they can do with him. But I'm not keeping Jason after this year. If I'm Jerry, I get rid of Jason Garrett. I get rid of Scott Linehan. I find myself a new coach, whether that's promoting Chris Richard, and then see what Dak Prescott can do with a new offensive coordinator and a new coach. Maybe they'll be able to bring out something in him that Jason Garrett just can't do. And by the way, I thought Jason Garrett was supposed to be this kind of offensive guru. And I've never seen that come to fruition. And also, isn't that the reason why we kept Kellen Moore? Because he's supposed to be this kind of football genius who can come up with crazy plays. What has he been doing? I don't understand that whole thing with Kellen Moore, honestly. I mean, obviously, I'm not close. I'm not there. I'm not in Frisco. I don't understand what's going on. But I've never seen anything new out of this team. Nothing that I haven't seen before. There's a couple of misdirection plays, but that was already brought on before by the Rams and the Chiefs. And even if you go before that, I think the Eagles were doing that a while back. So let's bring in a new coach next year. Let's ride this one out for as long as we can, for as long as it'll take us. Enjoy the ride. And next year, we'll hopefully get something better. And we'll have something better to look forward to next season. I'm not giving up on this season, don't get me wrong. I still want to see what we can do, what this team can do, what these players can do. But hopefully, Jerry can do something, get rid of Jason, and find a good offensive coordinator for Dak. Because I want to find out what Dak has within him. If Dak isn't our franchise quarterback for the future, then we need to find out. And we need to find out soon. The good thing is we still have next year to be able to find out. But after that, it's either Dak or somebody else. And we gotta, there has to be a decision made. And I don't think that we can make an educated decision with Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett as the coaches, because we've seen what Dak can do with them. We see, at least I've seen, what his ceiling is. And it's not very high. Not with them. In fact, I wouldn't even call it a ceiling. I'd call it a damn table. A dinner table. Because it's halfways. Not even halfway to the ceiling. It's lower than halfway to the ceiling. But anyway, I've done a lot of talking on Jason Garrett. You let me know what you think. You already know my thoughts, obviously. Jason Garrett is terrible, as far as I'm concerned. And like I said, let me know your thoughts. I'd like to hear what you think about Jason Garrett and what you think about Scott Linehan. And what you think about Dak.
Feeling a little generous? Support this podcast. Go to anchor.fm/thedrivecowboysaddict/support. That's anchor.fm/thedrivecowboysaddict/support. Any little bit goes a long way.